You can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me any questions if you are so inclined to bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in sunshine. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and a group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com, npier.com, and ask them for their free newsletter at npier.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleasure.
How are you? I haven't talked to you, it feels like, in a whole week.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's get to work, Bruce. My time is limited on your show.
It is indeed, but this is not one of your favorite topics, computer addiction, technology, how it affects us, how it affects our family life.
Well, it's really not about computer technology.
Ah, what is it really about?
It's about your commitment. It's about balance, about making choices. I mean, before we had technology, there were...
Hey, hold on, Wayne. I'm getting a DM right now.
That's funny. You're a funny guy.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Before technology, there were...
I'm going to write an email while you talk. Okay, go ahead.
Please do. I'll just talk to your listeners here, because maybe they'll actually listen.
Hmm?
So even before technology, there were all sorts of things that could take someone's attention away, all sorts of excuses to not be present. So it's, in my mind, it's not about technology. It's just another way to be distracted.
It is more, I agree with you. I mean, I think you are really skilled in all seriousness with just cutting to the chase. And that's what you're doing. You're saying that this is not about technology. It's about your boundaries. It's about how you choose to live your life. The difference is it wasn't as available. So it didn't follow you, or you didn't have the opportunity. So when you were on an airplane, you couldn't possibly do anything but interact with whoever you're with or read a book. When you're traveling now, you can have access to everything all the time. So it is more challenging to honor the boundaries that you choose. And I guess that's what I'm asking you, and would like further, you know, thoughts, insights on how to do that balance, how to achieve that balance.
Well, listen, for some people in today's technological age, it's difficult to not check your smartphone every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, it's not. So there are lots of people who are not caught up in the technology of today. And so I think for those who are caught up, and I'm sometimes guilty of this, it's just a choice. You know, we may think in our narcissistic ways that people are hanging on our every word, that our availability, you know, really matters, life and death to people.
Is that right?
And it's not true. It's not true, but you can get into that groove, and all of a sudden your wife is yelling at you and your kids are telling, I mean, you know, in your article, you know, I read your articles and I want to hit you.
But you want to hit me all the time anyway. Whether I write or speak, you have that same reaction. That's why we love each other so much.
So it's not about the technology. It's about you looking at your life and going, what are you committed to?
Mm-hmm.
What are you committed to? If you're committed to that balance, if you're committed to being an attentive, loving husband, father, et cetera, then you have to do that. And so you have to set some boundaries for yourself. And around technology, around drinking, around whatever takes your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's more difficult. You know, let's just put it this way: it's easier to be distracted with technology than a lot of things,
or than it was in the past, which is really part of what I'm saying.
Yes, but we have to always fight. Look, the battle has been there for years for men to be able to make a living. Be a great husband, be a great father, take care of all the things he needs to take care of, you know, have a spiritual practice, all that. It's been difficult for generations. And so here's another challenge. You know, how are we going to handle it?
Well, out of curiosity, I obviously exposed myself to not only your derision with what I wrote, but I actually got one of the first, I would almost call it hate mails from someone who just read the column and just said, what a rotten ass you are, basically.
And I swear I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
Yeah, no. I know it wasn't you, but because you would just tell me directly. To that person's credit, it wasn't an anonymous hate email. He actually, and I've engaged now in a dialogue with that person, and now it seems we're on the same page. So it was actually quite interesting. Just a point of clarity, just for my own sanity, I do tend to exaggerate a little bit to make a point. I come from showbiz. It's about theater. It's about showing. So just so you know, and my listeners, don't take every word I write about as literally the way it was. Sometimes I want to tell a good story, and a good story might be that I check my cell phone every 10 to 15 seconds, and that happened to be one of the points that this particular email was chastising me about, that how could you possibly do that? Well, I don't check it every 10 to 15 seconds. It's no more than three times a minute. So,
But I know you, and I know that you've spent, in times of your life, more time in front of the computer than was healthy.
Yes.
So, I mean, I happen to know you.
Okay.
And the fact that you do this for a living doesn't mean you have to be without boundaries.
Okay, that part is right on for everybody, including me. So
it's
elaborate,
about office hours. Office hours are important. It's important for you to know what your office hours are, and if you work out of your house, it's even more critical to set the boundaries, and we've talked about this before, so that everybody in the house knows this is when Dad's working and this is when he's available, right? Otherwise, you just keep walking into your office and not really respecting the fact that you're working. So that's up to you to set that. It's up to you to honor it, both the time that you are working and the time that you are not working.
So you started your own career. You are a self-employed entrepreneur in many wonderful ways that I admire. You had to have confronted this at some point or another and maybe found yourself overdoing it in one aspect or another. Did you or did you not? And if so, how did you handle it?
Overdoing technology?
Yeah, or just, for that matter, just the number of hours you were committed to your work. I mean, for instance, running all the groups. Didn't you at some point have make a commitment or a change that you weren't going to do too many nights a week?
Right. Well, when you're running your own show and you're not accountable to anything, it presents a whole other set of challenges. Because when is it enough?
Mm-hmm.
What should the hours be? How willing am I to bend over backwards to accommodate a paying client? I mean, these are all ways that men compromise themselves, and it's not until it becomes very painful that they seek help or figure out that a solution is in order. And that's just sort of the natural, I think, arc of an entrepreneur to be able to find that balance. And some don't. I mean, some don't find that balance. Some are very successful making money and very unsuccessful in relationships.
Hmm. Yes, that's, we all know men like that, and now, I think now women are joining the group as equally as men.
Well, I think women, even if they're not working, even if they're not sort of taking that traditional male role, women can overdo it. Women lose themselves in all of their other responsibilities as well. So, I mean, I think it's something that we all have to deal with.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're down to our last minute. Wayne, anything you'd like to plug, like where people can reach you?
Bettermen.org. It's a place where you can get my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, the relationship manual for men, and find out what we're doing to coach men individually in groups, both in our offices in Agora and over the phone. There are a lot of guys all over North America who are participating in men's groups on the phone because they don't have anything local that can support them. And we need support every day, every week, to be the best men, fathers, and husbands we can be.
Couldn't have said it better myself, and that's why I've stolen those words almost literally directly from you, Wayne. I thank you for being a guest on my show again.
Absolutely.
It is a joy and a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you in person later this week. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. Stay tuned for our next guest, Dr. David Surrenda, a special new guest for the show.
Man on the moon, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. you know it.